Ji Young Chen is the poster man for Still Waters Run Deep. This reserved New Yorker is the official photographer for the American Fusion Project Into the Sun. He says a photo is more than good lighting and composition. It can capture the soul through expression. He's also a classically trained pianist. He makes a living doing both. But he's not an open book. You're not really a very chatty guy, are you?
No, I don't think I talk too much. I'm very reserved. I grew up in China where that's something that was a part of my culture. I'm just being reserved and quiet, and I think that's something that kind of stuck with me.
How did you get from China to the United States?
My dad came to the U.S. when I was about 8 years old, and my parents soon followed. He came here for his master's degree in English as a second language, and he figured that it would be create more of a better life for me and create more opportunity. So that was one of the big things.
And you moved to what state?
We moved to Reno, Nevada, which is kind of a random place. And I was just talking to him about it over the past couple of weeks ago when I went back for a concert back home. And he was saying that just a couple of random colleges that he applied, and we ended up in Reno, Nevada.
Does your dad think it was a good move?
I'm sure he appreciates it. I think looking back, it was a good move. But when he moved here, it was very difficult. He was getting work as a chef, getting paid something like $4, $5 per hour. So it was a difficult start for him in the beginning, trying to balance a full-time student with a full-time job.
And in the end, it seems to have worked the way it was meant to.
Yeah.
Tell me about the support you got from your parents.
I think they were always very supportive. They didn't really, they weren't like a lot of other Asian parents where they told me you have to, you know, be a doctor, be a lawyer. And they somehow just let me do whatever I want from after high school. In the beginning, they were very strict with me, and they told me, you know, you have to practice. That's how I started playing the piano, actually, was they forced me to play the piano. But after a while, I started to like a lot more.
Do you like it now?
I do like it, yeah. And I think in the beginning, I didn't have the freedom to play what I wanted to play. And after you develop a certain level of technical proficiency, you can actually play the repertoire you want to play. And that helped a lot.
Do you still play the piano?
I still do, yeah. I still try to practice between 4 and 5 hours a day. And I still have concerts here and there, depending on who's organizing and if I decide to have something. Mostly I do collaborative stuff. So I'm a staff accompanist at NYU, and I play for some boys' classes.
All right, now let's pretend. You have children, and they love to play. They love to paint, whatever their passion may be. Maybe they love acting and drama. How will you encourage them? What will your response be?
For me, if I were to have kids, I think I would just let them pursue their passion as long as they pursue it with full interest and with a lot of motivation. I think passion is the most important thing. If you go at it half-heartedly, it'll be hard to be good at certain things. So I think that my advice would be not to have them just dabble in things. Rather, if you truly have an interest in something, you have to go 100%.
Ji Young Chen will be in Garden City for the performance of American Fusion Into the Sun on September 2nd. He has the quest of capturing the essence of who the artists are with his images. More information about the perfectionist who gives 100% is online at hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.